Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday night, October 13th, as I come to you from our AM flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the FM and AM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network all over the country and around the world via the internet simulcast at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're having a pretty good time tonight, aren't we? I really love y'all. Love the listening audience. Respect y'all more than I could possibly articulate. It's great to be here after 8 years. You know, October 26th is right around the corner. It was October 26th, 2004, that a man named James Edwards first took to the airwaves. The very first broadcast, the debut edition of the Political Cesspool, October 26th, 2004. We got a birthday coming up. October 26th, we will be 8 years old. 8 years in this business. That's not nearly as long as my friend Sam Bushman, but it's longer than most. And I got a lot of stories I could share and do every week. And I'm all the better for it. It's been a blessing. It's been a curse. It's been a blessing and a curse, but more blessing. And the blessing of it all comes from being able to work with and for, to serve as the voice of so many great Americans and so many great people. You know, the letters and emails that we get every week. I said it a moment ago and I'll say it again. I just, love is the word. We're motivated by love in everything that we do. Love drives us. Love for our people, love for our country, love for God, love for the issues that animate us. And I love the audience. I really do. Columbus Day, you know, we've made mention a couple of times now of the fact that last week we were dark. Very rare occurrence. Once in a blue moon. TPC will be dark on a Saturday night and we air a rebroadcast. Normally it's because Saturdays fall on Christmas or something like that. But last week we took off for Columbus Day. I had to go to a family reunion in Pontotoc, Mississippi. And it was also Columbus Day, so I just said, you know what, don't worry about it, Bill. Don't worry about it, Keith. Don't worry about coming in and filling in for me since I have to be out of town. It's Columbus Day weekend. Let's take that once or twice a year off from live broadcasting and celebrate Columbus Day with friends and family. Let's mark Columbus Day as a day that we hold so important. We're gonna go dark. Columbus Day has suffered a decrease in importance in recent years, at least in the eyes of the Solons of modern American culture. Why? Well, of course, the answer is that Columbus Day celebrates Christopher Columbus, the first European, aka white person, to come to the Western Hemisphere and make the presence permanent. Columbus Day, in other words, celebrates the advent of our people in the so-called New World of the Americas. This, of course, is the last thing that the multicultural left wants celebrated. Their guiding principle, invented both by Trotsky and the cultural Marxists at approximately the same time, is best summed up by the late, unlamented Susan Sontag's famous quote, "The white race is the cancer of human history." Who wants to celebrate cancer? Consequently, Columbus Day has been transformed from a holiday into an occasion for weeping, wailing, rendering of garments, and gnashing of teeth by the left. We at the Political Cesspool radio program, however, beg to differ and think it's high time to challenge this modern orthodoxy regarding Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day, which of course was celebrated in earnest last Monday. Consider, if you will, the Western Hemisphere when Columbus discovered it in 1492. The entire continent is estimated to have sustained only a few hundred thousand people. It was a huge undeveloped wildlife preserve. Its population stuck, for the most part, in the New Stone Age. And despite what the left would have you to believe, it was not populated by peace-loving early environmentalists. The indigenous inhabitants were bloodthirsty savages. I mean, that's what they were, living in a state of nature, in which life, as Hobbes famously noted, was, quote, brutish, nasty, and short. The highest level of civilization achieved in the hemisphere by the indigenous population was that of the Aztecs, who were most famous for capturing young men from neighboring tribes for ritual sacrifice and ripping their still-beating hearts from their chests to thirst the quench of their sun god. Where whites have gone and remained in control, civilization and prosperity have flourished not only in North America but all over the world. The only time any nations in sub-Saharan Africa have flourished by modern standards was under colonization. Rhodesia was once called the breadbasket of Africa. That became Zimbabwe, which is now the basket case of Africa, when whites were guilt-tripped into turning over the reins of the government to the blacks, the indigenous population of the region. Ditto, of course, for South Africa, where white farmers are now being just murdered for sport. The primary beneficiaries of white rule are the non-whites that live in these dominated countries. Blacks in America, for instance, whipped into an inconsolable frenzy by the left regarding their imagined mistreatment by whites, are the only oppressed people in the world, quote-unquote oppressed people in the world, who consider themselves impoverished but routinely own and use cars, cell phones, computers, iPads, flat-screen televisions, washing machines, clothes dryers, and dishwashers, and live in centrally air-conditioned homes with yards, driveways, and carports, you know, 30 cell phones, as we talked about earlier in the show. They're provided enough free food by the government that they suffer when left to their own devices for morbid obesity. They apparently don't travel abroad much either, because if they did, they'd see how favorably their imagined poverty and racist existence it stacks up to the real poverty suffered by people in El Salvador, Honduras, Peru, Nigeria, Cambodia, or almost any other country without a sizable white population in charge of the government. You know, people always complain about slavery, non-whites do. Whites ended slavery all over the world, including in America. The only places in the world where slavery still exists are countries in which whites aren't there. Sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, slavery's still there. Yet, you don't hear about that when people complain about slavery. You hear about the antebellum South. You know, in fact, the only way that non-whites live in a first world environment is when they are fortunate enough to live in a predominantly white country. This isn't meant to be insensitive or sensational. It's meant to be a matter of fact. And when they reach critical mass or gain political control, that nation will assuredly plummet to third world status. Places in America, even, that resemble the third world, places like Detroit, East St. Louis, Oakland, etc., almost always have a predominant non-white population coupled with non-white political leadership. Keith Alexander said it best earlier in the show. The most fortunate day in the ancestral history of any American, regardless of race, color, or creed, is the day when one of their ancestors boarded a conveyance to America. And this is true whether the conveyance was a luxury ocean liner, a jet airplane, or a leaky slave ship. And the reason America still attracts immigrants from all over the world is because of who we are and what we are. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to pick it up right there. After these words from our sponsors, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. The Political Cesspool will be right back.
After these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I was, of course, reading from our exclusive article, The Importance of Columbus Day, during the latter part of that first and opening segment of the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. But, what I'm getting at is that America still attracts immigrants from all over the world because of who we are and what we are. And consequently, we enjoy a standard of living here and prosperity only dreamed of by most of the rest of the world. And quite frankly, whites have been the key to that prosperity. If, you know, I was watching, and I've said this a couple of times tonight, you know, watching the people in sub-Saharan Africa who still live in mud huts, and I'm not to say that I'm necessarily better than them or that I feel as though my life is worth more than theirs. It's nothing like that. But the fact of the matter is, everybody else went on to achieve greater things, and they have not. Blacks in America have achieved greater things because of white ingenuity and creativity and scientific advancement. You know, these people still live in mud huts. They still ride around in canoes. They still hunt with spears for their dinner. They worship a god carved out of a stick. They worship a stick. The stick is their god. And the stick has the head of a fish and the body of a snake. I mean, this is, they stopped, frankly, evolving many thousands of years ago. And so you would think that there would be a little bit of gratitude towards whites for building and maintaining a standard of living that everyone can enjoy. But no, there's no gratitude whatsoever. In fact, it's nothing but utter hatred, it seems, by a lot of these folks. If they knew that what was good for them, they would nurture and protect the people like us, like a hothouse flower. America, however, is at a crossroads. Rather than being protected like a hothouse flower, whites are attacked incessantly in today's world, with our numbers dwindling and our percentage of the population diminishing each year. Like many endangered species, we stopped reproducing when our nesting grounds were disturbed. In America, this disruption occurred when the public schools were racially integrated, undemocratically, I might add, by court decree, beginning with the infamous Brown versus Topeka Board of Education Supreme Court decision in 1954. Rather than throw their children into the veritable black hole of Calcutta that many public schools have become due to the Brown versus Board decision and its progeny, most whites simply limited the number of children that they had to the number of children that they could afford to send to private school and or to homeschool. And don't ever imagine that this result was a coincidence. That's why here at TPC, we constantly remind our audience that liberalism is the modern face of evil. And this includes every aspect and project of modern liberalism, including the supposedly sacrosanct civil rights movement. Today, more than ever, we all need to ponder the significance of Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day, which was celebrated again in earnest earlier this week. We need to impress upon our friends, neighbors, and children of its importance. Columbus Day truly should rank as, perhaps, behind Christmas, the most important and celebrated holiday of the year. Men like Columbus didn't endure sufferings, privations, danger, and even death so that we, like Esau, could trade our inheritance for a mess of liberal, multicultural pottage. We invite everyone in our audience to mark Columbus Day, the true occasion for celebration and remembrance that it is. And you know, folks, we have that article appeared on Monday, which of course was Columbus Day, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you missed it during its first run, go back to our website tonight and read it for yourself. There at the bottom of it, you will see all 2 hours and 18 minutes of Mel Gibson's epic film Apocalypto. Yes, we lifted it from YouTube. No, we're not too good for that. It was there, so why not share it as long as it's still up? It's a great movie. Apocalypto, a profound film that provides an accurate portrayal of what life was like in the pre-Columbian Americas. I encourage you to go again to our website tonight and take the time to watch Apocalypto in its entirety and ask yourself, would you rather live like that? If the answer is yes, then so be it. If the answer is no, thank God for the advent of Western civilization on this continent, the sustained presence of it, which started by Columbus's exploration in 1492. And by the way, since we're talking about Indians, and we've talked about this before, I have a few talking points for you should someone attack you with the flawed "we took the land from the Indians" argument. Whites are constantly attacked for taking America from the Indians, as they say, and daring to build a civilization on the land that was, at the time, being occupied by hundreds of tribes of quarreling squatters. I mean, for the most part, that's what they were, compared and contrast to the level of civilization that Europeans had created for themselves in the mother countries, and even the aforementioned and savage Aztecs in Central America. The Native Americans, if you would use that term, or the American Indians of North America, were just nowhere near the level of advancement at that time as our people, or even the Indian tribes of Central America. But as someone recently shared with me, getting back to the whole, you know, whites are evil for taking the lands from the Indians argument, I think the best reply has to include the fact that the Indians conquered each other for territory before Europeans arrived, and that the Europeans only did what humans had been doing for millennia all over the world. Now, you can reinforce this position by contrasting what white Christians did with what the Indians did when they conquered another tribe. There are no mound builders left, and there were no mound builders left by the time white society had taken hold here in North America. The Cherokees and Creeks, for instance, simply exterminated them. The Indians did not create reservations or casinos for conquered peoples to enable them to survive, maintain their languages and religions and so on, as white people did. Only white Christians did this. Since all the Indian tribes in existence conquered and exterminated some of their other tribal people, if we are to blame people like our ancestors for conquering them, then the clock should not start when we arrived, but earlier on. And if that is done, then the racist, genocidal, xenophobic Cherokees got what they deserved, right? Something to think about. And I'll tell you what, among the many, many, many guests TPC has interviewed over the years, I would encourage you to browse through our archives and find the couple of interviews we did with Dr. David Yeagley, who is a direct descendant of one of the most famous Indian chiefs. Listen to what he has to say about the benevolence of Western society on how they honored, in many cases, their vanquished foes versus that which other societies did to their vanquished and conquered foes. Very interesting interview, and God bless David Yeagley for being honest about that, as we are honest about that. Well, we're coming up on another break. Still 30 minutes remaining in tonight's live broadcast. I would encourage you to visit thepoliticalcesspool.org, make it a daily read, and while you're browsing the internet and visiting your daily reads, how about LibertyRoundtable.com? LibertyRoundtable.com, the anchor of the network that syndicates TPC and home of Sam Bushman's great talk radio program, The Daily Show, Liberty Roundtable, LibertyRoundtable.com, and thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check them out, and check them out often. I'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Yeah. We've been working hard, babe.
To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to what is turning into the final leg of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Don't worry, we'll be back with a vengeance next week, live as well, as always, on October 20th, another Saturday night, another live show. We are inching ever more closely, now sprinting, I guess you could say, towards the presidential election, after which either Romney or Obama will nominally be the leader of this country, I guess you could argue. Anyway, big shows coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks, months, years, as long as we're here, it's going to be a big one. And tonight, we're having an encore interview with a self-described, I want to make that clear, natural health nerd, anti-vaccine, and dental amalgam activist, the person who answers the phone when you call CardioPrim. You just heard her voice during one of the commercials in that last segment. She likes everything with a heaping side of sarcasm, but she's my friend and yours. Patricia Aiken of CardioPrim.com. Patricia, welcome back to your second appearance on TPC.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks, James. You and Keith have been sounding great tonight.
Well, you know, I wore Keith out after 2 hours. You know, he's a little bit older than me. That's all he can handle. And he's out tonight. I walked him down to the parking lot a little bit earlier before the start of this one. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, you know, when you were last on with us, that was a very big show. You appeared just after Congressman Walter Jones and Sheriff Richard Mack. I remember that
night,
obviously.
Yeah, that was great. I really appreciated having to come on after those guys. Great.
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't duplicate that effort tonight. But, no, seriously, Eddie was here. Eddie Miller was here that night when you last appeared. And when we started talking during that interview about having you back on for an encore, we made it a point to say that Eddie would be here because he had been in the past a registered nurse and a combat medic and a health enthusiast himself. And so he was supposed to be here tonight. He called me a couple of hours ago, a couple of hours before the show started, at least. You know, he's training for that 26-mile marathon for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and he had an 18-mile training run today, and he couldn't quite make it in, so you're just going to have to fly solo with me tonight, Patricia. And I say fly solo because we are both private pilots, if I understand correctly.
Well, I'm still a student, James, so we're flying on your license tonight, so it's fine. I'm happy to take the right seat.
God help us both.
Hey, listen, before we get on to heart and CardioPrim and all that, you know, natural health stuff, I got to make a comment on this homecoming queen story.
Right.
You know, I know things are just the way they're going to be in absurdistan, but, you know, we need to look on the bright side of that story. I mean, there is a bright side. At least it was a 200-pound woman, because it won't be long until they're electing 200-pound transgenders, transvestite men, to homecoming queen.
Well, you know, Patricia, you're exactly right, and thank you for bringing a silver lining to that. I guess you see, you know, folks, if you just look a little bit, it's never as bad as it appears. And Patricia's exactly right.
It could be worse, and probably will be, you know, not too long from now. So we'll look back at having female homecoming queens as a, you know, the good old days before too long.
That's exactly right. So I guess we should be counting our blessings tonight instead of lamenting the fact that standards have fallen across the board, no matter where you look.
Back when I lived on Maui, there was a gay bar that opened on Front Street. And so it was right next door to the Burger King. So you know exactly what they called the place. I mean, it had a real name, but everybody dubbed it, you know, it was Hamburger Mary's, but everybody called it Burger Queen, you know.
Right. I had a feeling you were going there. You know, Patricia, you're falling right in line. You know, do we even need to talk about something topical, or you just want to talk, you know, you can just fall in on any issue we bring up, apparently.
Sure, no problem. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll have some fun.
Well,
I do want to say how much fun I've had meeting folks from the show since I was on last time. I am forging some terrific friendships just from people that have called you know, after the show. So you've got some great listeners, and I just want to give them a shout out tonight. Very nice.
Well, you know, and this is the truth. We're not having your own simply because your organization does sponsor the network. We're having you on because we forged a reciprocal friendship with you as well. We stand behind your product, and we want other people to be able to benefit from it. So that being said, we hope that more people will be calling you in the days and weeks to come following this, your encore appearance. Of course, the website is cardioprim.com, just as it sounds, C-A-R-D-I-O-P-R-I-M, cardioprim.com.
Everybody is tired of my ads by now. I'm tired of them, so we don't have to go over into that. If they don't get the number in the website by now, give it up. Let's talk about some fun stuff.
Oh, well, we'll talk about fun stuff, but let's first talk a little bit, at least to make this an official appearance on your behalf. I had a couple of questions for you in advance. Again, Eddie was supposed to be pulling the weight on this segment, but he pooped out after his only 18 miles. I mean, I said, Eddie, you know, your Confederate ancestors marched from Mississippi to Pennsylvania. You can't run 18 miles and then come do a show. You know, you're slacking.
I'm gonna throw some heresy into this, and he's not here to defend himself tonight. But I want to encourage Eddie, if he's looking for heart health, not to be a runner. I'm not going to ever stop him from running, but really, if you want true heart health and you want low blood pressure, the thing you need to be doing is weight training. And not just going to the gym 3 times a week. I'm talking 15 minutes once a week using something called Body by Science. You should call up Russ Wakefield. You should have him on the show sometime. He's a great brother. And him and this man that's popularized it named Doug McGuff, they train the same way. It's called Body by Science, and it's a 15-minute workout once a week. I mean, it kicks your ass. I'm totally serious when I say that. And the thing is, Russ has had clients that have had, one man had a kidney transplant, and so he had to be on blood pressure medicine, not for his blood pressure, but his blood pressure got too low after training with Russ. That's what the right kind of weight training can do.
Well, Patricia, I'm actually glad you mentioned that, because as fate would have it, you know, I played basketball in high school, was on a great team, didn't quite make it in college, but we can't all be everything, right? I went in the radio. But I rejoined my local gym this week. Now, when I got married, you know, when I first got married about 6 years ago, we were just starting out, didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a washing machine. You know, we went out into the backyard and we just, you know, did it on my abs, right? I mean, it just washed the clothes there and then it hung them up on the clothesline. Well, maybe not exactly. But the fact of the matter is, after my wife got pregnant and I gained a little pregnancy weight. All the men out there will know what I'm talking about. You gain pregnancy weight a little bit along with the wife. I'm certainly not past the point of no return. Still look good in my clothes, but I have noticed a difference. So I've started rejoined the gym this week, 3 days ago, in fact. So in saying that, and I don't want to divert too far off of your reason for appearing tonight, but what would be a workout regimen that people could use to complement the effects that CardioPrim might give them?
I would say this weight training, Body by Science, and it's not rocket science. I mean, really, it's a simple workout. It's just what they call a super slow, high intensity workout. You only do one set to failure. It's super slow, like 10 seconds up, 10 seconds down. It's great if you can have a trainer, someone like Russ there, who's pushing you a little bit, but you can do it on your own if you have to. And you can just go to our friends at YouTube and put in Doug McGuff's name, A Body by Science, and you'll come up with a bunch of videos by him. You can see his blog. And it's really the cutting-edge way to work out. You know, what's funny about this, and I may have the numbers wrong on this, is the man that developed Nautilus equipment, Arthur Jones, he did a study up at West Point at one time. He took the West Point football team, and in 6 weeks, he took an average of 2 minutes off their run time. Okay, maybe off, it might have been 8 weeks, it might have been a minute 40, or, you know, but I think it was 2 minutes off their run times. And you know what? In that entire period, they never did any cardio work. And you know, the results were so shocking, because that's just to say, we're going to work, we got to work out, you know, 16 hours a day, this is what we're going to do to be fit. But no, it doesn't take that, and you want good cardio, then you need to be weight training, because that's building more muscle, which is building virgin blood vessels, not the ones that are all, you know, hosed up with like Velcro. You know, they're back to being Teflon. I mean, it's really important. And weight training has so much anti-aging benefits to it. It is a youthing program. So I'm glad to hear you're back at the gym, James.
Well, I'm back. I got to get disciplined again. I lost a little bit of that. I mean, you got work, stress, bills, wife,
it's
baby.
15 minutes once a week. Anybody can fit that in.
Well, we're going to take a break, Patricia. We haven't covered anything that I intended to, but I tell you what, I've never had as much fun in doing that. Great stuff there. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back one more segment with Patricia Aiken of CardioPrim.com. Stay tuned. If it's the last thing we ever do, we got to get out of this place. Girl, there's a better
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Hard to believe that nearly 3 hours have come and gone since we first took Mike in hand this evening, but that's the way it is, and that's the truth. We have but one fleeting segment remaining, and our guest tonight, Patricia Aiken, is the Director of Sales for CardioPrim, a professional strength and health remedy that clears blocked arteries in about a month. Her passion is finding natural solutions for health challenges. To learn more, CardioPrim.com. And Patricia, we covered Well, we talked about it a lot during the last segment. Let's just put it that way. But today it's nearly impossible to turn on the television without seeing an ad for something like Lipitor or Crestor. Why is that the wrong approach to preventing heart disease?
Well, James, you know, I don't put the TV on too often, and mainly because I'm always tempted to put my foot through it. And if I'm ever going to do that, it's going to be probably during a Lipitor commercial. I mean, that is like the completely wrong tack. And you know what? For years, I mean, 40 years now, they've been trying to convince the American public that cholesterol causes heart disease, when clearly it doesn't. More than half the people that die from heart disease have normal cholesterol levels. Cholesterol is actually beneficial to the body. I mean, you need it. I mean, I always tell people, if you want to get on the fast track to aging, I mean, if you really want to age rapidly, take a statin drug like Lipitor, come back on your cholesterol. I mean, that's the way to do it, because every cell in your body uses it, including it's what your liver converts to make steroid hormones from. So if you want to kiss your sex life goodbye too, definitely take Lipitor.
I don't think any man in this audience would like to do that.
Yeah, well, you know what?
The
British Journal of Medicine, which are notorious pharmaceutical shills, about a year ago, even they admitted that statin drugs, for every person that's helped, and I say supposedly helped by a statin drug, two more are injured, sometimes permanently. The founder with our formula, he took 20 doses of Lipitor once, and his feet haven't stopped burning since.
I laugh. I mean, it's not a funny thing, but it's...
Yeah.
Well, very interesting, I guess, would be a word to put. Speaking of your product, and I've read the CardioPrim brochure. I've been through the website. Surprised, you know, my grandmother was a victim of it. She was the only one of my grandparents that didn't die from cancer. She died of heart disease, but I was surprised, even though knowing that, to find that more women die of heart disease than men. And we were just talking about men.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's crazy, because you never see a movie scene with a woman clutching her chest and crying out for her, you know, medication or whatever, angina pills or something. No, but more women than men die of heart disease, and five times as many women die of heart attacks than breast cancer. Yet in 1964, when the American Heart Association had their first women's conference, they didn't even mention women. It was just to teach women how to take care of their husband's health. It's shocking.
Well, it's surprising. You know, I'm still in my early 30s, so I haven't become an expert on living healthy yet. You know, how people do in their
teens. Yeah, you're gliding on your natural, you know, God-given genes that you know you are blessed with.
Well, that's right.
But I'll tell you, if you're going to be healthy at 60, 70, and 80, it starts with the choices you make in your 30s. That much is clear.
Well, and I'm beginning to learn that a little bit more as I see some changes that I'm not too pleased with beginning to set in and take effect. Now I'm beginning to learn more, read more. Obviously, your product, something we came across. But speaking of people in their 60s and 70s, and that would describe Eddie, as he is in his 60s, heading very quickly for his 70s. And we talked about him just a moment ago when you first appeared. You've been giving Eddie some heat, and you mentioned it the last time you were on, which I believe was the September 8th broadcast, giving him heat for training for this marathon while taking blood pressure medicine. And Eddie takes it a step further, you know. He very nearly was called to receive his eternal reward back a couple of years ago. He was in the ICU for heart problems. But now here he is training for this marathon. It's something he's very proud of, very passionate about.
He was a Marine. Was he a Marine?
Well, he was a regular Army person.
Regular Army. No, he's crazy enough to be a Marine. Maybe even a Navy SEAL. They're probably the craziest of the crazy. I mean, that is insane what he's doing. Absolutely insane. But, I mean, it's just his... You know, I mean, that's a death wish. I mean, really, it is. He's probably thinking in his heart he's doing something good for his heart, when actually he's wearing it out, and he needs to get on some CardioPrim and get off his... If he was on CardioPrim and got off all his blood pressure medicine, then I could say, yeah, go for a run. But doing what he's doing with it is just courting trouble.
Well, let's talk about that. And again, talking about CardioPrim being a natural supplement to healthy living. I want to circle, I guess, all the way back to your first appearance. We're talking now, taking for granted the fact that everyone perhaps heard that first appearance, when we know full well that people are tuning into this show each and every week, perhaps even for the first time. Let's recap exactly what CardioPrim is, what it does, and how folks can learn more about it and perhaps hopefully get it.
Okay, well, as a natural health consultant, or a natural health nerd, as I say, you know, we all know that EDTA chelation only works by IV. That's what we were all taught. That's, you can read most places that'll tell you that. And that's 98% true. And what chelation is, it's the Greek word for claw. It means it goes in and grabs that metals out of your body, and minerals are metals. And so it actually pulls out the calcium plaque buildup that's the real cause of heart disease, and actually builds up in all your arteries and organs. That's why diabetics don't take their medication oftentimes after they're done with CardioPrim. You know, all kinds of things improve. And so, because it builds up like barnacles on the boat, it doesn't just build up on the rudder, it builds up all over. And so that's what chelation does. But IV chelation is about $10,000. People say, what's the biggest difference between, you know, CardioPrim and IV chelation? I'd say about $9,000. I mean, CardioPrim costs about $600, and I've got a special tonight. If people call tonight, we'll give them the $600 worth for $500 just to celebrate having the honor of being on your show, James. And so it's huge. I mean, IV chelation would take 6 months or 9 months to do. This you can do in the privacy of your home in about 36 days. That's our average treatment time. And most people say it turns back the hands of time about 20 years for them.
Well, and I'd be 12 years old then, and that was a good year for me.
Yeah, we guarantee it.
But no, seriously, I mean, who wouldn't want that? And folks, again, we had Patricia on. She didn't ask to come on. I emailed her. I said, Patricia, would you be willing to come back? And we actually had her scheduled for last week, and then the family reunion came up, or I should have known that in advance. But when we originally booked her for her encore appearance, I wasn't thinking about the calendar. But she's back on tonight at my request, at my behest. That website is cardioprim.com. Patricia, you mentioned tonight a little discount for folks who may call. What is that number?
702-449-0044. And we're always happy to talk with folks, and we give a full money-back guarantee. Like I said to a man who's become a friend of mine now, I said, well, did your cardiologist give you a money-back guarantee? He said, no, my cardiologist gave me a stent. And I go, exactly right. So.
Well, folks, if you're not sold yet, and we're not trying to sell you on anything, we're trying to help you, cardioprim.com and the number 702-449-0044. You'll be able to talk to the lady we've just been talking to, Patricia Aiken.
I got to tell you a funny story, James, before we're done here.
Right.
You know, a man went to his daughter, who's a granola like me, took him to the doctor after he'd been on CardioPrim for a month, and he said, I don't know what you're doing, and I don't want to know. Don't tell me. He says, but whatever it is, keep doing, because it's working fabulously.
But there you have it. Hey, you know, listen, I'll be joining you soon, I can promise you. I tried to live healthy, went in and got my yearly physical for the second time ever. I did it last year for the first time, again this year, and getting back into to working out, lifting weights. Dare I say running? Maybe taking some CardioPrim. CardioPrim.com, folks, 702-449-0044. You'll talk to Patricia Aiken, their director of sales. She's been our guest tonight. Patricia, thanks again for your support and your work, and we look forward to having you back on again in short order.
Always a pleasure, James. Thank you. It's been a privilege.
The privilege is all ours. Patricia Aiken, everybody, of CardioPrim.com. And that wraps it up. Another show in the books. We'll be back with you again next Saturday night, exclusively here on the Liberty News Radio Network. You've been listening to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Next week, very near our birthday. It's not going to be our birthday celebration. We're going to do that the week after, because that's a little bit closer to October 26th than October 20th is. The October 27th show, we'll be doing our annual birthday celebration, reflection, so on and so forth. Could I remember everything that's gone down the last 8 years if I've tried? No. But I look forward to remembering next week when it comes. I'm James Edwards on behalf of the entire crew here in Memphis and the staff of the network, Sam Bushman and company at Liberty News Radio in Utah. God bless you and keep you, and remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless y'all.